We continue with our series of interviews on KQWC Radio as well as on our website, kqradio.com, as we introduce you to the candidates running for Webster City City Council. But this time we're focusing on the school board. We have about six candidates running this year for the school board. One of them is Jerry Claver. Joining me. Jerry, very good day to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's find out more about yourself there, Jerry, as we head towards this election coming up next month.
Okay, Pat. I grew up in rural Camrar, attended and graduated from Northeast Hamilton Community School, attended Iowa Central Community College, and I started farming after that. And I have two sons and a daughter. My youngest graduated from Webster City High School, the oldest two in Northeast Hamilton, and the youngest attended elementary at Northeast Hamilton. He's currently a senior at Iowa State University. The older two are employed now. They're graduated from Iowa State University. And my wife, Patrice, is a graduate of Radcliffe High School, and she graduated from AIB, and she is employed at Farm Credit Services of America. My professional background, I was a paraeducator in the district in the past and drove school bus for the district out of Blairsburg and Williams and Camrar area for 26 years. Retired a couple of years ago from bus driving career, still farming. I also coached the junior high and high school and junior varsity levels and the varsity level as a head coach in basketball, and I also coached junior high baseball.
Quite a lengthy list there, Jerry.
Yes, I think that those give me good qualifications with my experience in various roles I've held within the district. It gives me insights into a lot of areas other candidates might not have the experience to have. And with two grandsons, with a grandson and two nieces and a nephew enrolled in Webster City Middle School, I feel I have a vested interest in the school district yet.
And that was my next question there, Jerry, about why, what made you interested in the Webster City School Board position that you'll be facing coming up in November. So what are some of the things you've heard about, Jerry, as you get ready for the election this next month? What's been on the minds from what you've heard?
Well, sometimes maybe communication isn't quite what it should be with things in the school, and I feel that's the something you need to do when you are on a board and served on a church board, currently am, and on a Farm Bureau board I'm currently on, and I've been a Hamilton County Farm Fair Board member in the past, and all those, I think, help you to learn listening skills and skills in working with others at such a board as such as this, and I feel those are helpful.
Indeed. So why should people vote? What else have been hearing from people? What's on their minds heading into this election?
Well, one thing that's on people's minds is the buildings and maintenance, you know, what can be done to either upgrade or maybe build new facilities, and cost always comes into consideration with that, so you need to weigh all those out when you're deciding. Another issue I've heard is, and it concerns me too, and that's one of the main reasons I was running, we get a high open enrollment out of our district at times, and we need to investigate that and see why that's happening, and because when we lose students, we lose revenue, and when you lose revenue, you lose programs. When you lose programs, just as a vicious circle, you keep losing students, and you're not able to offer the educational opportunities you'd like to offer to students when you don't have as many dollars coming into your system because of lost enrollment.
So those are some of the reasons why what you've heard for school board in your race coming up on November 4th. So why should they vote for you coming up next month, Jerry?
Well, I just feel that I'm experienced in a lot of different areas here with the school system, and I just would like to have everyone vote for me to help further the betterment of the Webster City schools.
And that, your district again, the district for this election, what seat is that for? Is that...
It's District 3, and it's like Blair, it's a seat that's currently held by Eric Patterson. He's not running again.
Right.
And so I think it encompasses some of Webster City and more of the Northeast Hamilton area, more around Camrar and Liberty Township in particular is where I live.
So that kind of puts where District 3 is, mainly in the east side of Webster City around the Blairsburg and Williams and Camrar areas.
Yes, I believe so.
For the election. So those are some of the reasons why Jerry Claver is running for election. So Jerry, wish you all the very best coming up on November 4th.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the time.